Because the issues that raised are all manner of members. Then we tell what we did was to take all what were the fixed issues, put them as commitments to the AG. And I'm sure you see in the annual report that is my commitment to the AG. And all those commitments are checked on body basis. So that's checking along with them and with an audit. So all of us are doing this check. So I think it's just unfortunate that we present the annual report. And I just want to make a second point. This is the state of the organization as in 2013-14. So it's not going to help us or the committee to not present a good picture. So in our view, is how we presented the annual report is what the state has at the time. And that's what I want to emphasize before I get to the the third issue I want to raise before getting to the sustainability matter is that if you look at 20, let's take a year and look at how we progress as a department, you see the huge improvement. Is that enough? Not at all. Not enough. So those are just the three issues that let me put up so that we are putting the status as is. But as to get to the bottom of the thing, one common issue that has been raised is the e-native issue, the electronic national traffic information system. In a case of extended as a contract in 2010, irregular, it was extended for 5 years. So that's why you would see expenditure on images cumulative from 2010 to 2008. That's why we have a billion expenditure. So I just want to underline that. So it's not that nothing has happened or nothing has happened. So it was awarded in 2010 for 5 years, and therefore you are going to accumulate over the years, the 5 year period of irregular expenditure. The second thing, have we done anything about that? Yes, we have. Hence, I apologize and got delayed with the SIM. One, we had to get presidential food commission if you did that. Two, the investigation that has been ongoing, which has been dealt with. So, there is what we are doing on EMIT. Third, are we this year going to enjoy irregular initiatives? Yes, because this thing ends in 2015. But are we cutting our losses? Yes, we are. The issue you raised, Honorable Councilman, on where the function lies. The function lies with FPMC. I have met, which is what I raised in the quarterly report, where I put it to statements you made, Honorable Councilman. But are we doing anything? And I want to see EAT. And my answer was, we will see EATs for the first 2 quarters, which is the quarter ended in September. We'll see EAT expenditure after October, from October, after the end of the next, end of the financial year. No, we will not. Because we now have transferred the function, and the therefore through the transaction fees that we collect are now going to pay for that. So that's one. So that is happening. So you will see irregular for the first quarter and second quarter. And let me state this. Myself and the former acting DG, we almost got arrested because we refused to pay in IT. But we were going against a court order. And therefore, all of us know we can't not implement court orders. So in a case, expenditure is the result of the court order. We have to pay. So do we have funds allocated for images? No, we don't, because that's why it's irregular expenditure. That's why it's money that goes over and above the vote, as well as program, which is roads in the state. So images, by the end of this month, would be an issue that would be done in that month. But we will show irregular expenditure on images for the first 6 months of this year, because we are expecting, but now that the sunset, we will not go forward. Just the first one. The second one on the 1.2 billion, this is irregular, other than the one on the images. As I said, in 2007, what? Six. And then the eight was the bus subsidy. We asked Treasury to say, Treasury, this is the shortfall. This is what you want. Can you please come to the party? Because of challenges, Treasury could not come to the party. Are we getting condonation, Honorable Mclachlan? Yes, we are. Yes, we have. We will be presenting that to SCOP. So we will be discussing this matter with SCOPA, and as soon as, because Treasury, ourselves, Treasury in fact ordered the condonation that the money must come out of the National Revenue Fund, because not as a result of negligence or anything that has to do with an official department or anything. So there is that. So on the carrying amount, that's what we will see. And of course, because it's irregular expenditure, whether by a court order or by a court of an official, you are not complying. So that's why you see the red flags. I can tell you, between last year or the year before, in 2013, if any, there were only how many two then translations, all translations were less than million. Because what we have done is what the government said us. We have put in place a procurement plan. So you are not going to first go out on an advert. An advert, before the advert goes out, there's a protocol. First, there must be a gap analysis done. After you've done a gap analysis, you must therefore do the tender of services. At every stage, I have to approve. So there is a protocol. So they will not be, I can tell you now, I can put my hand on it. If there is any, that official will put that. So they are measured now. So at every stage of approval for any procurement. Yeah. No. If there is translation, the official will be dealt with. So I'm not saying there will not be any translation. If there is any, but on the basis of the controls we put and the approvals, it's just going to be difficult. Of course, the issue around codes and code system is different. But in matters that is the normal procurement, so I can tell you here now, that's not going to happen. The issue around whether we disciplined officials, of course, yes. That has happened. Those others have walked, others have been charged, others have been facing charges, others have resigned. So we have disciplined and went through to officials. In terms of the Federal Rescue as a new entity and the league, we are supporting the Search and Rescue Institute, the National Sea Rescue Institute. We are providing support. That's why we want, but they're not an entity of the PUD, I'm correct. They're not. We just provide support, and therefore, the support that we need to provide, of course, once we've got to have the financial support, and that's why we table that. But they are not an entity of the PUD. You know, that's why the Chief Director in Civil Aviation is responsible for safety, security, and rescue. He is chair of that institute. So we are not, they are not an entity or just a fund. But I'll get the director responsible, the chief DDT responsible to talk to them. In terms of NetMap, where we are, let me put that. NetMap, of course, has been aligned, would be aligned, should be, with the NetMap. I mean, NetMap and the NGP. NetMap, they were in massive or huge engagements in terms of the South and the National Planning Commission. For example, we have workshops in Turkey. But one of the biggest problems with NetMap was that its information base was 2005. So the reason for the review is that you want to use current information. And that's all that people are doing, just updating the data set of NetMap. Not necessarily reviewing NetMap in real time. Because data sets are key in making, in getting us to making a decision. I think I've dealt with the 768 of million. The issues on page 15 around 7.5 million and 662. I'm sure you know we are shareholders of Accra. Dividends are not what's the accounting rules. You don't make provisions for dividends. You can only take them as they're declared. So you can't make provisions for dividends. Because Mr. Hansinger, you said the accounts is one of your favorite things. I'm sure you know that best. You can't make provisions for dividends. You can only realize dividends upon declaration. So that's what it is. So it's not the fact that you are under one to overperform or anything. So those dividends. our apologies if in any way it came out. And then one broad area, I'll come to the Sunny and Greenview that JD to respond to. But one general area around oversight, what the decision is taken was that the branches must be responsible for oversight function. The finance unit is responsible for financial performance and oversight. I can tell you now, if you look at the previous level, look at 2015, there's a marked improvement in how we are managing, because you are now giving to people that know the entities and understand to monitor. Are there gaps? Of course, yes. Because last year was our first year of implementation. In fact, we implemented the half year because Treasury approved the additional structure for government at branch level. Last year, we then implemented last year. Are there improvements? Yes, there are. Are we achieving what we are seeking to achieve? We are trying, but we are getting the goals that have here. So the measure for whether we are, in terms of government, are we doing the right thing? I can tell you now, the issues around SAMHSA, which you raised global in Africa, we picked up now during the performance assessment. And in last year's board, AGM, we have raised the thing for something, but we are worried because this is the trend we see. But of course, we understand the trend. It's backed by one point. That in 2010, SAMHSA had reserves of 228 million. National Treasury said they're not going to increase their levies because they're not allowed to keep as much cash reserve. So let them use the reserves to fund themselves over time. And the reserves are being depleted. Last year we went to National Treasury to say, Treasury, we are now at the point where we're beginning to undermine the core concerns of something, which really the Auditor General is raising here. We had discussion. Now we then need our submission to National Treasury to then approve the levy. And they are considering that, and the invitation are that they'll then approve it. Because SAMHSA as a regulator is not a mandating entity. It's a regulator. And therefore, if it generates reserves, those reserves must be plowed back to industry because it is there to facilitate and make sure that industry performs, but in a safe environment. So, and that's what is happening. So, the issues around SAMHSA, we have looked at and indeed we have dealt with it. The issues around the amalgamation of Champions and Fraser, I'm sure I would not want to get into the debate. It's for members to engage in and give us direction. all I would leave with is what the current institutional arrangements are and be responsible for Plaza, and then I can talk about the issues around amalgamation are a political matter and I'm just an official. The issue raised by Honourable Khatib, let me first preface the issue, and that's why I said it's just a pity that it presented the annual report after we presented our quarterly report. If you have to go back to our quarterly report, which is what I've opened here in my iPad, you see the performance of the department in relation to all the areas that Honourable members have touched. Have we improved on the supply chain management matter? Absolutely. We have. The one biggest issue which keeps rearing an ugly head is the late payment of supplies. In the past 3 months, we've had nil. The last month, we've had two. And I've instructed heads of program to deal with the issue. So, in the past 3 months, we've had nil, meaning we have paid our suppliers on time. And our average payment period cycle is about 6.98 days. That's only 7 days. So we are improving. But in terms of procurement, as I said, they just is both states. Of course, there are others that are drafted on a court basis, and that they have asked them to deal with that. But those are the ones that are under a million and under half a million that are on a court basis. So as a problems, I'm sure they would. But is this a worry that maybe, but maybe not, because we are one or two since the beginning of the year. And we've embarked on disciplinary processes to suspend the petition. So we are taking action. So there is going to be a need to take action. And the other one, general area that's been raised, was the issue around EE, the Employment Equity Certificate. We are going to go out and employ capable people. But the fact remains, we are not a full representative department. We do not have white men, we do not have white women, we do not have So it's a fact. And it's not I'm not in any way raising it in a way that's demeaning. And if it came out that way, I must honestly apologize. But it was about saying we truly are not representative as an organization, and therefore we are wanting to target. We will appoint capable people. The other general issue was raised around vacancies. We, in the first quarter report, indicated progress, because I said the minister and I, along with the acting group, took a decision to say, we shall advertise posts, all posts. Yeah. And we've taken that decision. It should be either this week, if it's a late to three, or the next week. You will see a flood of traffic. That's one. Two, is that a knee jerk reaction? No, it's not. It's the process that we've thought through, because what has been the challenge is that in terms of industrial relations management, those that come from trade union will tell you, industrial relations starts at the point of interviews. You can't appoint junior staff for somebody. It's just not standard practice. You can't do that. But we've realized that our biggest challenge, because we are struggling to get the senior management team and the middle management. Because as you appoint people in senior management, majority of which come from the field, you then have a gap in the middle management. You then need to advertise, you then get a gap. So in our view, those that we think don't constitute the immediate senior supervisor issue, because, I mean, let me give an example. We can't appoint a DA for somebody. It has to do with the relation. It starts at that intellectual level. So those are some of the posts that I'm missing. Do we have a big problem in the professional space of posts? Yes, we do. Is that as much as the other? Not, no, it's not. And you can see in terms of the breakdown, not being the breakdown in terms of senior managers. Of the total amount of senior managers that we've appointed, we're about 29 this year left. around the leadership in a structure that says that it's adding on a yearly basis the number of posts. That's why we hear we say treasure has added, because in how we are registered and how we scale up on the basis of our delivery program, right? The best year you give us that and the next year. So that we also are not given a structure and the staff establishment that's not fully funded. Because majority of our staff is up in there. It's not fully funded. And some of the posts and some of the money we have to require that move money around to add to critical areas. And that's why you some of the big issues are raised by the AG. I mean, if you look at the areas or the drivers of internal control where the AG had looked at, one was the issue around oversight responsibility. It gave us a year because of the attempts and the movements we're making. HR management, same thing. Policies and procedures, only two policies were not approved by us. But of course, it's not there, but we only have two. Now they've been approved, sent. So next year you'll notice that. But the fact of the matter is that they were not there at the time that the AG did. So there is that. Would I next year come and say, we have regressed? I can tell you now, we will not. I can commit now, we will not regress in any of the three critical areas. Areas under leadership, areas under financial performance management, and areas under governance. All three, we will not. Because the commitments we've made, and they're in the annual report, you've seen them, all of them. Financial administration, supply chain management is setting them on a monthly basis. So there is no room in scope. Have we improved on our internal controls, risk management? For one of the biggest areas is how you identify your risk and how you do and allocate that risk. We've done that. Do we have a risk register to mitigate? Yes. Is supply chain a risk? It's our top risk. It's our number one risk. Bunga was our risk responsible for this until the end of the previous month. What is that? Supply chain is a risk that always been. Because we understand the problem. Oversight is a risk that always been. Leadership is a risk. To an extent where each of the program managers are risk champions. So, our turning is the tide turning? Yes. Is it turning too fast? No. Is it turning slow? Yes. But there is movement in the right direction. So, we will be. In terms of consultants and spending money on consultants as a broad area, I can tell you now, since 2013, 2014, we've been cutting our expenses and consultants. Cutting completely. Let alone the top slice that National Treasury has cut. That was 6-3, and we've cut completely our expenditure on consulting. Is the cut good enough, big enough? The answer is no. Maybe we can do better. But we've got to be careful that government does not necessarily have the necessary skills internally. It has to manage consultants in delivering different things. And the questions asked by the honourable member, honourable debater, around our project management expertise. Do we have a challenge? Yes, we do. I'm not going to sit here and say, because if we do not have a challenge, we would not be meeting our plan. Are we improving? Of course, yes. One, you can sit on our performance. Two, you can sit on the level of expenditure across programs. Three, are you seeing the delivery of consultants on a month-to-month basis improving? Yes, you can. That's what's happening. And when we come and present the second quarter report, you will see our expenditure levels are beginning to show up. Is that being managed properly? Yes, it is. Is that at the level that we think and feel comfortable? No, it's not. So there was a problem, there is a problem. Are we dealing with the problem? Yes, we are. So that's what is happening. And that's what we begin to see. And you begin to see the issues. Without delaying, I know I've not responded to all, but I've responded to what I think are key and broad
areas that really provide a room for
let me respond specific one in terms of National Household Service.
Yeah. And
thanks, Honorable Bashir. The National Household Service Survey is out. We intend reviewing it every 5 years. So it's going to be reviewed every 5 years. The Honorable Fabio asked as well about project management. Do we have problems? Yes, we do have as well. Are we making it? Yes, we are. The IT, which is in it, as I said, end of this month, it's a bank deal. It's moving, it's gone. I'll ask them to deal specifically with the matters of unauthorized regulatory influence. But I think I've dealt with them in targeting fraud.
He said the only refuse. He had the
agent correct. They were expanded. Are they going to come this year? No, they won't. Because with that. And then lastly, the broad area in terms of SMART and the predetermined objectives. The objectives as put in 2013-14, all of us agreed. First, we're not SMART, we're not going to be SMART, because what we did in some instances broken down a number of what could have been one challenge or five, and it created a big problem. In the 2014, you remember we came in front of the committee and said we want to review in 2014-15 our APT. The reason for the review was we interacted with the AG, interacted with Treasury, and said, how do you define what it was? And what agreed. And I guess the reasons why we are now meeting our targets and our performance levels that we should do is that. Is there room for improvement? Absolutely there is. The key issue around Chairperson, Honorable Chairperson, that you raised, around how do we get and begin putting a hold around our entities. What we are doing, what we began doing, is I have probably meetings with CEOs and CFOs of ADP on these issues that ADP has. And I've been emphasizing, we can't have repeat findings. That's first. But second, we are now establishing, our dedicated to fundraiser to tell what it's done. But what we are beginning to do is now monitor, put every target on our shoulder compact. And each of our, all what we put in, what would reflect in the corporate plan, is what would assess it on. If there are challenges, the minister writes a letter to the board on a public basis to the board and say, this is your performance, I'm not happy with this performance, we want 1, 2, 3, and 4. How do you deal with that? And therefore, then this is what we think the cost of SMB. Through your own chairperson, can I ask JP then to then add in the area that I have not responded to?
JP.
Thanks, Chairman. I'm going to respond to the questions that you've already. Now that you've given me the call, I think you heard what you prefer. We are a new section in the department after the restructuring in 2011. We were 3 people in this branch with 41 posts. We have 48 of those posts, so 93% full. We have 11 men and 67 women. And the nation next side, 67% of those are women. So we aligned with the total fullness of posts and the equity within the branch. The first question that was asked is on the interviews. It's a 5.2 kilometer extension, we have 2 feet station. I'm already gone, it's getting used to last work. The east part is forming the overline, electrified, finishing in the end. The top part is forming the stations, because the site, the land belongs to the entities. we therefore signed an MOU with ourselves between Brassard and the Tuani Metro to expedite the plan and improve the plans. Unfortunately, the MOU was signed after 11 financial year, about 4 days. So we missed that target. So the information that has been signed and the stations have been involved in terms of the last steps in the policy plan. The second question related to the intermodal economic regulator and the establishment of the regulator. It's a non-sanitary body which doesn't feel applicable between the Minister of Transport and Public Enterprises. This MOU was some comments before you left, DPE. It's in place right now and the regulator is being established and set up. So the process is in its way and it's going in terms of its targets. The issue of the road policy has been addressed by the DPE. When you presented the road policy in Canada in November 2013, Kevin asked us to go back to the drawing board, do more consultation with ourselves and public enterprises, specifically on the role of state and entities, transit and browser, issues of prioritization and implications around the age. We spent the last 8 months in consultation and going back to Kevin in December, the 3rd of December this year. The last question I'm going to respond to is the target of 450 coaches to the city and 598 coaches which were completed in this financial year. The 450 target was set in terms of the capacity of the industry. So Grasso signed, and they will go into detail obviously on Friday when they present the annual report, they signed annual contracts with these entities to refurbish coaches and general other coaches. Grasso changed and signed 3-year contracts with the entity. You can imagine you sign a year contract with the risk that puts on the entity. To tool up is tool down when you're done. So given that with Grasso, the industry increased their capacity to 598. Running stock is the main reason for service delay in the retro of the network, cancellation, and so on. You know that the running stock is only 40 years. So none of the road reprioritization is just a commitment by the industry to provide more purchase in terms of efficiency in itself. I think that's the first point.
Thank you. On the honourable members. Just some more information on irregular expenditure and firstly just a general comment on the audit. Every quarter we table action plans to address audit issues at the audit committee meeting and at the next audit committee meeting our internal control will also table the action plans against the commitments made by the PAC to address all the audit issues. Irregular expenditure, in 2013-14 there were 3 new cases reported. One was an extension of contract, which the individual was disciplined. The other was E-NATIS, irregular expenditure, which was declared as irregular retrospectively back to 2010. And the third one was the amended conditional grant payments where funding of one province was reduced to increase the funding of 2 other provinces. That is where the department arranged for this to happen, but before the National Treasury published the government gazette, which eventually legalized what happened, but because the department did that before the time, it was declared irregular expenditure. Overall, of all the remaining irregular expenditures, we have 10 cases remaining. Of those 10 cases, 6 were investigated. One is still under investigation, I think the main reason that is the United issue. And 3 were not investigated, it was not necessary to investigate those 3. Disciplinary cases were taken in 7 of the cases. And 3 cases, disciplinary steps were not yet taken. For one, we are still awaiting the investigation report. Well, the investigation report is currently being considered in the case of one of them. It's being done. Another one, we are awaiting the outcome of our investigation. And for the third item, for which the disciplinary steps were not yet taken, it will be considered after further allegations have been investigated. So we do take the disciplinary steps as a deterrent against irregular. Thank you, Jay. And in 5 cases, involving 3 employees, people have already resolved. So much for the regular expenditure, and just briefly to touch on the biggest prices of fruitless and wasteful expenditure. There are three issues in large cases. One of 470,000. This relates to a fraudulent delivery of cartridges at the department. The case was handed over to the South African Police Services. We have the registration number of the vehicle which delivered the cartridges and the ID number and a copy of the person's ID who was involved. We attempted to have the man written off, but the relevant authority said no, let us not write off until we explored all avenues. There might still be a possibility of the police services arresting the people. The services paid for not deliver the 547,000. The department is currently in legal action to recover the money from the company. What happened, employees were no longer, employees signed off on work done, and we subsequently found out that not all the work was done by the service provider. The last case of the overseas trip that exceeded the authorization is being investigated by our investigators. And then just briefly on the revenue items, where we've over and under collected revenue. So as the ATDG mentioned, we estimated dividends at 150,000. We actually received 74 million. We could not foresee that. We under-created tax receipts of 245 million. That relates to the inmates transaction fee that we thought we would deliver. And just touching on the large cases and under financial transactions and assets and liabilities, we estimate 7.5 million. The actual amount collected was 672 million, but that is because province and municipality are required in terms of the Division of Revenue Act to surrender monies that remain unspent at the end of the financial year back to the department, and then they may apply for rollovers, and they may also only rollover funds that have actually been committed. This partially also addresses the grants to municipalities, how this is being monitored, and so on. Each program that deals with additional grants to municipalities has a function that oversees payments and monitors the progress of course from the provinces and municipalities. Unspent money that I mentioned must be surrendered back to the department. There was another item. Oh yes, the investigation didn't take 4 years in 2010. The extension was in 2010. The investigation started last year in September. Being investigated by the Hawks, a private investigator, the final round four received, and now he's on you as well. I think that would be what I think is okay.
The two-minute you gave us, but however, I think we were at liberty to listen to the deliberations by the auditor and they made their notes and the acting DG. Our acting DG also has highlighted quite a few, which you need to check up our system and make sure that we do comply with the policies of government. We took note of that, and therefore, and our DG has also covered it very well. And also the issues of the vacancies, I think, yeah, we also took note of that. But I would also like to make a note here that like yesterday we had some interviews of Chief Director Infrastructure and Interface Development, which is civil engineers and technicians. These are the very hard things. And like my teacher was saying, is quite correct in saying that there will be a takeover. We have a today, and tomorrow they are faced by the expert of the private sector. So obviously you will see that turnover, but we keep on trying. Like yesterday we tried, we could not find a suitable candidate, so we keep on trying. So I just wanted to close it in terms of, I think we are thinking back on doing something, about vacancies, we are doing nothing about it. It's just that in a highly technical department, we need technical people. So they are very tough on their task. So I just wanted to highlight this. But other than that, I think we listened to the comments also from the Supreme Court, which was quite useful. And also the presentation the highlights that you said, you must comment on the situations. We took note of that. We will definitely do that in the next round of our education. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Gigi.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I honestly would, again, on behalf of the department, myself, and the CFO, really assure this committee. We are not taking the role and the oversight function of the committee for granted. In our wisdom, we have to let attend to the matters as I elaborated. But I honestly want to apologize to the committee chairperson. Now I have another hour. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think the department, the national effect, like we indicated, we expect several of the department to be part of us as we will be implementing the whole of the district. But facing this, I think one of the critical things I've learned when I was working with the police, that what was it called standard operation procedure. And I think that those things really help. It goes a long way because you go out of those as standard, then you have a challenge. You should also start developing those SOPs, like they call them in the police service, SOPs, so that when people get out of the way, you are able to hold them accountable. We really wish this department should be one of those best departments, because this is a department which actually, in terms of creating jobs, in terms of alleviating poverty, in terms of killing the people, we are really looking forward to making sure that as we go into the blue economy, the green economy, as we make sure that we live up to the idea of the president going in part of the infrastructure and giving the infrastructure in Africa. We are seen as the lead department in terms of development of skills in that regard. Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Tomorrow we are starting again at 8:00. No.